Music. Tonight from midnight, Don Letts. Right now, Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
PJ Harvey and Send His Love to Me. Where else? I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody. I have a little bit of a cold, which is okay, it's kind of trippy. Not because of the drugs I'm on, just because I'm probably not getting enough oxygen. But yeah, kind of enjoying it in a twisted way. Welcome if you've joined us as the show is broadcast here on Six Wonderful Music on a Sunday night, and thanks if you're listening again online, especially if you're at work and you shouldn't be listening again. You are the most welcome of all. What have we got on this week's show? Well, the usual features, That was The Sky at Night that week. That was, will tell us, amongst other things, what Sir Patrick Moore was up to this week in 1976. I bet we have a visit from the Beckopedia. She usually chooses a great tune for us to listen to. And also, another criminal cover version, Faces the Music. See what I did there? In our regular feature, It Was Murder. Also, on a sober note, I'm going to concentrate this week on the music of Elliot Smith. There's an Introduction to record come out on Domino Records. I'll tell you all about that in a few minutes. But the next two tunes that I'm going to play for you are linked. I'll tell you after the first one why. But concentrate on the elements of Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers that really play with and enjoy the sort of American preppy rich boy Ivy League imagery. Essentially a punk artist, Jonathan Richman, but he really loved playing with that whole Berkeley old school time thing. Anyway, here are the Modern Lovers with Roadrunner. Happy Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, depending on where you're listening.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got the power of the AM.
great. Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers. So I said it was linked to the next tune. It is indeed, in my mind only perhaps. When I listened to Vampire Weekend, who I enjoyed very, very much at Glastonbury this year, I say I enjoyed them at Glastonbury, I was watching it on the telly, but it was just brilliant performance from them. I was struck by a lot of his songs using the same kind of privileged American upbringing imagery as a lot of Jonathan Richman's lyrics do. I thought it was a nice comparison to make, because they're both doing the same kind of thing. Their song Cape Cod Quatta Quatta, if that's how it's pronounced, mentions all kinds of imagery like that. And it also mentions Peter Gabriel in the lyrics. It could be taken as offensive the way that he's mentioned. It says, it's so unnatural, Peter Gabriel too. Now, what's he talking about? I think it's just part of the image that he's building up for the listener. That was the music that was on at the moment that he was writing about in the song. And I wonder, would Peter Gabriel take offence? Would he wonder whether he was being, you know, poked at? Or would he cover the song with Hot Chip? If he did cover the song with Hot Chip, it would probably sound something like this.
Sing your own name. Do you stay up to see the dawn in the colors of Benetton? You know I do. But it feels so natural, Peter Gabriel too. And it feels so unnatural to sing your own name.
Lovely little addition to the lyrics there. Obviously flattered by the reference to his own name in that song. That was Peter Gabriel with Hot Chip and their version of Cape Cod Quassa Quassa by Vampire Weekend.
New to Friday nights.
Welcome to my new show. I have lots of lovely things to keep you entertained until midnight.
Tom Ravenscroft.
I'll have guest mixes.
Bringing together lots and lots of different types of music.
My favourite charity shop finds and a unique mix of music to kickstart your weekend. The best thing about being at Six Music is that they're going to let me play whatever I like.
That might come back to haunt me.
Tom Ravenscroft.
Join me for my brand new show.
Friday night from 9.
On Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Now, however, it's time for the greatest radio item ever broadcast. It's time once again for That Was the Sky at Night, that week that was. On this week in 1976, in rain news, after the summer's severe drought, heavy rain caused flooding around the country, apart from in Devon, where water restrictions meant standpipes were introduced. Bizarre. In motoring news, Ford unveiled the Mark IV Cortina. Beast of a motor, that was. In booze news, Christie's of London began a four-day wine auction. It took 4 days because they had 300,000 of bottles of wine to get through. And in mad scientist news, ICI announced it was going to make animal feed from natural gas, or at least using the microbes that lived off it in the North Sea. Don't mess around with animal feed. In Eastern Bloc fishing news, it was a bad week for fishermen from behind the Iron Curtain. Soviet trawlermen were arrested for illegal fishing in both Britain and Ireland, while a Romanian trawler ran aground on a reef near the Scilly Isles. Dylan Thomas had a new book out this week in 1976, despite being dead for 23 years. That's a good trick, isn't it? The Death of the King's Canary was written by Thomas and John Davenport in 1940, but at the time considered too libelous to publish. In boxing news, Muhammad Ali won his heavyweight world championship fight against Ken Norton and then announced he was quitting, and then later changed his mind. In killer lightbulb news, the Department of Prices and Consumer Protection issued a warning about dodgy imported lightbulbs this week that had faulty wiring and could kill you. And on Saturday morning TV news, the multicoloured swap shop was broadcast for the first time this week, which, in my heart, will forever be linked with the group Five Star. Google it if you don't know why. In music news, A&M Records sued George Harrison for $6 million for failing to deliver his new album on time this week. He'd missed the deadline by 2 months, and that's not the kind of news that any member of my band needs to hear right now. In more music news, in fact, more specifically in Mad, Bad and Dangerous to Know news, Jerry Lee Lewis celebrated his 41st birthday this week by shooting his bass player Norman in the chest. Oh, Norman survived, but unsurprisingly later he sued. In music news, the Ruttles made their American TV debut this week. Saturday Night Live host Eric Idle played a clip of the Beatles-esque Ruttles, which had been made for his UK show Rutland Weekend TV, where they'd been called the Rutland Stones. It went down so well that it led to a one-hour spin-off documentary called All You Need Is Cash. In more music news, the Runaways spent a night in jail after being detained by the police in Dover. Several items stolen from their London hotel, including hotel keys and a hairdryer, had been found in one of the cars they were travelling in. Sounds a little bit harsh, doesn't it? And David Bowie and Iggy Pop moved to Schoenberg in Berlin in an attempt to beat their drug addictions. Bowie would stay 3 years and produce what became known as the Berlin Trilogy. That was Low, Heroes and Lodger. And he and Iggy Pop also collaborated on Iggy's albums The Idiot and Lust for Life. To give you an image of obscene smugness, I'm going to play a song in a minute that I listened to just after we'd won the Mercury Prize back in 2008. Yep, still banging on about that particular gong. From Lust for Life. I'm going to play a tune from Lust for Life. I want you to picture me jumping around the room with a couple of other members of Elbow and Mrs. Badger with a look of obscene smugness on my face. And before that, we're going to hear a little bit of Ruttles. But before either of those bits of music, the most important bit of the show, really, in Patrick Moore news, it was a busy week for Patrick this week. Not only was he on the Sky at Night discussing what the Viking landing had revealed about Mars, but he was also at the Clifton 100 Festival in Bedfordshire rehearsing an opera he'd written. If we weren't impressed by the man already. And
that was the sky at night. That week, that was.
Here comes success.
There we go. That was Iggy Pop from the album Lust for Life that he made with Bowie in Berlin. They moved there this week in 1976. And that was preceded by Cheese and Onions by the Ruttles. So I mentioned at the top of the show that I wanted to concentrate on Elliot Smith's music this week. I'll tell you for why. One of these bizarre coincidences that happens every now and again. I think it was a coincidence and not something unconscious that I did. But yesterday I was thinking about Elliot Smith's music for one reason or another. And I thought, would a chap that was 20, 22, who was into perhaps a lot of the same music that I was into, would he know of Elliot Smith's stuff? Because after Elliot's untimely and tragic death, which I'm not going to dwell on because it's quite a ghoulish affair, there was no, blessfully, there was no biopic, there was no documentary about his life that I know of. Not too many books written about it. And I wonder if he'd faded from consciousness, because I thought that would be a real shame. And then I look through the new releases and I find An Introduction to Elliot Smith is an album that's being released by Domino. It's got excerpts from his 7 or 8 albums. A really great collection it is as well. Congratulations to whoever decided to put these tunes together. And yet, hopefully this record is going to bring Elliot Smith's music to a whole new generation of people. So this week I'm going to play 2 tunes off this collection. Once again, it's on Domino Records. It's called An Introduction to Elliot Smith, and a lovely collection it is too. This first one is called Waltz Number 2.
Still going strong, and so okay, it's alright, nothing's wrong. Tell Mr. Man with impossible plans to just leave me alone in the place where I make no mistakes, in the place where I have what it takes. Never gonna know you now, but I'm gonna love you.
First of two songs by Elliott Smith that I'm going to play this week, that was Waltz Number 2. The reason I was thinking about Elliott Smith, I mean, it's bizarre, I've got quite a few links with him through mutual friends, and in actual fact we were in Los Angeles, we being Elbow, were in Los Angeles with some of his friends the night that he died, tragically and mysteriously died. It's not a great story. It's his music we're concerned with, though, and it's impossible to measure the influence of one artist on music. But I think I can hear it in this song that I was introduced to through Song for Guy, the recommender slot on this show, by Lee Bainbridge. He got in touch and said, "Have you heard this band Arnold? They have a song called Fish Sound." I listened to this tune and it reminds me of Elliott Smith, which is why I was thinking about him yesterday. See what you think. Once again, this is Arnold and Fish Sounds.
Thank you. so slow to go down the sea. So great to
Arnold and Fish Sounds. This next tune was off the How Am I Driving EP, which was an extended single for the record Airbag, which of course was on OK Computer. I absolutely love it. Have a listen closely to the lyrics of this next song if you've never heard it before. This is Thom Yorke giving himself a reminder down the line. He's inviting people to cave his head in if he ever sells out. Have a listen. This is A Reminder by Radiohead.
Thank you. 1934 was a bad year for classical music. In the space of 4 months, three great composers died: Elgar, Delius, and the tortured genius Gustav Holst. Of the three, he was probably the least appreciated in his lifetime. Born with asthma and poor eyesight, he also suffered from terrible bouts of depression, not helped by his lack of commercial success. Despite writing over 130 compositions in his career, he was doomed to live in the shadow of one universally celebrated work, The Planets. It's difficult to say why this particular orchestral suite captured public attention whilst others failed. It was a work in progress throughout the course of the Great War, and perhaps its very subject matter suited the mood of a population desperate to escape the harsh realities of death on a massive scale. From the violent frenzy of Mars, the bringer of war, to the optimistic patriotism of Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, this was a piece that empathised with a scarred nation and was a deep expression of the mercurial moods of Holst himself. It's angry, joyful, heartbroken, weary, and ultimately achingly beautiful. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
chosen by the wonderful Beckopedia. That was Gustav Holst, and that was Mars from the Planets.
BBC Six Music.
So I'm Mark Riley, and hang on a second. Just setting something running.
Monday evening from 7, Mark Riley.
Strike a light, that is wonderful.
Join Mark for top guests and live sessions.
Plus classic tracks and cutting edge music.
When you're looking through your cupboards just to think, oh, what should I play, what should I play?
Mark Riley.
It makes me smile.
Monday to Thursday evenings from 7.
This sounds kind of scurrilous to me.
BBC Six Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
I call this next section of the show the corrections. This is when I read out apologies and reversals of opinion connected to previous shows. First of all, Nick, who asked for the Yola Tango tune, would like to point out that she is a he. Sorry about that, Nick. Another one here, it says, Guy, thought I was getting deja vu with the Rodgers and Hammerstein Poor Judges Dead Beckopedia back on last week's edition. But then I looked in your archive and it was on the show back in August. Do you particularly like this track? Or have your production team been toking in the control room? Well, I really couldn't see. They all look like they have. But sorry about that. Short email competition. Not bad. I was expecting something a little more impactful. Last week I challenged you to send me the shortest emails possible. But they have to contain the most information as well. Lisa Young says, hello Guy, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Okay, it was short. A Doors lyric. Jerry Hoban, slightly better. Hi guys, Superfly, bye. They don't have to rhyme. Perhaps I should point that out. But yeah, here you go. It's not too bad, I thought. Josh C, who's in Wales, says, hey guy, how you doing? Like the Yola Teng, it's all good. Show sounds really good. I'm listening to you while doing loads of tech and geography coursework with a cup of hot chocolate. Now you see, I'd abbreviated that to hey. Show good, tech coursework, hot chocolate. I could have got the whole picture from that, Josh, but you sound like a nice chap, so I read out your whole email. What else have we got here? Oh, here's Desmond Devlin's been... Desmond Devlin's been in touch with a list of corrections. He says, Guy, I have a few comments to make about last night's show. I only heard the first hour before going to bed. So there would have been 10 things to clear up had you heard the whole show, Desmond. He says, number one, read the band Timbre Timbre, or Timbre Tombre, as I'm supposed to say. Timbre is the French word for stamp. Having searched their name on Google, I found out they're from Canada. No doubt the Quebec influence and the Montreal scene. Number two, I haven't heard much of Yola Tango either, but yo means me in Spanish, and Tango means I have in Spanish. The band kind of sound like 6x7. Lovely lads, not seen them for some years. Number three, the song Londonderry by Gideon Conn will stir a few emotions here in Mid-Ulster due to the whole naming of the city and county, which we call Derry. Very insensitive of me, Devlin, taken back. I called you Devlin rather than Desmond as well. It was a bit public school of me. Sorry about that. Chicken soup stock, he says, is point number four, may not contain actual chicken. Well, you see, here I have you, Desmond, because Mrs. Badger makes homemade chicken soup, which definitely has chicken in it. I had a bowl just before the show due to my snuffling ailments. Thank you very much. A song for Guy recommendation now from Sean. This is Dan Auerbach with Going Home. What a lovely song this is. Enjoy.
hear my face do old trees in the open light. Forget about the things you won't be thankful for. What all you got? So
BBC. Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
God knows how I adore.
Remarkable piece of music was recommended by Dave Hukin as a song for Guy, and it was called Mysteries. It's by Beth Gibbons and Rustin Mann. I was first introduced to that song by my friend Tom Sheehan, who is the country's premier rock photographer and one of the sweetest, funniest blokes I've ever met as well. Lots of love, Tom, if you're listening, and lots of love to you, David, for recommending that song. Wonderful. If you've got a song for Guy recommendation, try and make it a song that you think I may not have heard, or a song that I should have heard and maybe missed. Do get in touch. Go to my page on the Six Music website, or email me directly at guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. This next tune is by Chocolate Genius. Now Chocolate Genius Incorporated, because this was a collaborative project. I've been aware of this guy for some years. He signed to V2 Records around the same time that Elbow did, back in 1998. And he's had several plaudits, and he's been universally critically acclaimed since. He's really hit a thread of creativity with this last record. I think it's beautiful. It's called Swan Songs. It's out on the 18th of October. And this has got a real honesty to it, this tune. It's got a very interesting promotional video for it on his website as well. It's really touching. It's really earnest. Let me know what you think of this. But I think it's great. This is Chocolate Genius Incorporated, and the song's called She Smiles. Wonderful, wasn't it? Chocolate Genius Incorporated and She Smiles. I think we'll have a bit more from that record in the future. As a very, very patronising lead singer of a band that I previous to this comment liked once said to me, "We need more like you." The accent might give you a clue, but I'm too gentlemanly to tell you what band he was in. This next tune is by Wild Beasts. It's been recommended by Tanya Mariados, who says she loves it because, let me have a little look here, first of all, she says it sounds like me. See me there, blow me on trumpet. But she says what makes it so special is its ethereal atmosphere. It's both moving and quite haunting, and the lyrics are pure poetry. Tanya's going to be enjoying this. I think we will as well. This is Wild Beasts and Two Dancers Part 2.
Thank you.
Wild Beasts and Two Dancers Part 2. So I said earlier in the show that I was going to play two Elliott Smith tunes this week to draw attention to the fact that Domino Records have put a record, a compilation even, of tracks from Elliott Smith's albums called An Introduction to Elliott Smith. They've finally put something out that should introduce his music to a younger generation. An important songwriter lost too young, which is too often the case, isn't it? Anyway, An Introduction to Elliott Smith, coming out soon on Domino Records. This lovely track is called Angeles.
Always coming around here, trailing some new kill. Says I seen your picture on a $100 bill. What's a game of chance to you? Him as one of real skill. So glad to meet you. Picking up the ticket shows there's money to be made. Go on, lose the gamble, that's the history of the trade. Did you add up all the cards left to play? To zero and sign up. Don't start me trying now. Around you.
wonderful, the late great, the wonderful Elliot Smith, from his forthcoming record, An Introduction to Elliot Smith, which is a good compilation if you don't own his stuff, a good place to start with his amazing songwriter. That was Angeles. Yeah, a happy ending to an otherwise quite tragic story, that record being released. Well done, Domino. Well done, Domino. Okay. Wonderful, inspiring music like that, you know, doesn't take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim, written by Rado Ragni and McDermott, was the centrepiece of the world's first tribal love rock musical, a song of sensuous licentiousness that was meant to promote peace and love and all that, but barely had the tie-dye dried on its caftan before it was hit by a series of vicious assaults. First to take advantage was the king of French cheesy listening, Frank Purcell, who combined a cascade of strings with flute and xylophone to create a nauseating sound which, topped off with a neon-lit Hammond, had it running for the nearest vomitorium. Next, in a moment of weakness, Elaine Page crossed over to the dark side with a deadly combination of wall-to-wall synthesizers, easy beats, and breathy backing vocals that dragged it so far towards the middle of the road, it only narrowly avoided being flattened. Then, to anguished cries of "Somebody stop her!" Cilla Black, all nasal notes, flashing teeth and flaming hair, screeched in and swooped down to attack it with a volley of vicious vocals that left it begging for a merciful release. But when musical bruiser Bobby Crush, out on license following a string of previous offences, rolled out this less-than-upright piano and proceeded to rattle through a Liberace-inspired, lacy-cuffed confection with merciless, pounding ferocity, whoa! It was Moida. There isn't much in it, but let's have the good one.
Oh,
pretty heavy. Double homicide, actually, almost. That was eventually Fifth Dimension's version of Aquarius from the musical Hair. Previously from Bobby Crush. If you don't know who Bobby Crush is, what a character. Go and have a look at him on YouTube. After the show, of course. That would be rude.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maid of Vale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Val Harrison's been in touch. She says, "Dear Guy, this is a very long tale which is probably no good for telling on air. But I would like you to know the background to my recommendation." Well, that's just a red rag to a bull. Here we go. "Please would you play a track on your show for my husband Steve's 50th birthday? In fact, I've just had an idea. Do you remember Our Tune on Radio 1? When was it Dave Lee Travis used to do it in the afternoon? There was a piece of music underneath it. my mum said it, workmen used to stop in the middle of the road and have a little cry listening to the stories. Let's have that piece of music. I believe it was Romeo and Juliet. Da dee dee dee. That's the one, okay. I'll try and do it like DLT. "Over the past few years, I've managed a few little surprise trips for my husband Steve's birthday. And I'm going to stop doing it like DLT. It's making me feel ill. Last year, we had a magical weekend in Manchester where I took him to see Your Good Selves at the MEN. Oh, that was a nice night. And then stayed at the Velvet. The previous trip had been to Edinburgh and I actually got him into his theatre seat before he guessed who he was going to see. It was Brian Wilson, an ambition fulfilled. This year, however, with the help of some of our oldest and closest friends, I think I surpassed all my expectations at being able to pass off the surprise of his life." Oh, Val. Picture the scene. A quiet branch line railway platform in the north of England. The train pulls in. Steve steps on with the bag. I stand at the door and say, "Do you trust me?" He says, "Yes, of course." And I tell him to have a good time and follow the instructions in the envelope in his bag. As I step off the train, the doors close and he's whisked off to King's Cross. A few hours and Steve is met by his friend Mike, who he started primary school with, who after watching the English versus whoever match takes him home to Woking. The next day, after Steve opened pre-prepared envelopes containing strawberry sweets, a tennis mag and a photo of his mum who died many years ago, Mike takes him to queue outside Wimbledon. His mum taught him all about tennis when he was a little boy, and he always wished he'd been able to take her because she loved Wimbledon fortnight so much on the TV. Oh, Val! So he's on his way home a couple of days later, only to be met at the station by his cousin Paul from Buxton, who whisks him back off to Wimbledon, this time by some mad fluke of the ballot system, to centre court where they saw Serena Williams, Rafael Nadal and Andy Murray play some splendid tennis. The next day, Steve is packing his bag to leave the hotel room when Paul says, "You're not going home yet, you know." At this point, Steve felt the edges of his life start to blur and he began to wonder if I'd planned the nicest marriage breakup ever and he was never returning to the north. He rang me in a bit of a panic and said he had to teach at York University in the morning. Of course, this had been sorted when I contacted his colleague Peter months ago when he joined him in the subterfuge. I did my best to reassure him and he went off to Tate Modern where Paul said he wanted to show him a really good exhibition. Not long after they had arrived at the Tate, they were joined by Mark, who travelled from Essex, Paul and Steve's friend of 30 years from their college days. Paul said, "Well done, I'm handing over to Mark now." Steve was just getting over that surprise when he got a phone call from Raphael, our 23-year-old son. "Now then, father, what are you up to?" Steve replied, "I'm in the Surrealist Gallery in the Tate Modern and I feel like my life's in one of these paintings." "That's funny," said Raph. "That's where we are," and appeared from round the corner with several of his mates, including two of Mark's grown-up children. Raph handed him an envelope and said, "We're going to a gig and we thought you'd like to come," and inside was a ticket for the Hyde Park Paul McCartney concert in June. At this point, I should tell you that Steve's loved the Beatles from being a tiny boy of 3 or 4 in the early 60s, and family legend has it that Steve's party piece was being able to identify his older brother's Beatles singles before he could read. Apparently the concert was amazing, so much so that Raf said he thought he might have to stop going to concerts anymore because nothing could compare. During the concert, he told me that Steve was just spellbound and kept saying, "See that bloke over there? It's like breathing the same air as Shakespeare or Mozart." Anyway, all things must come to an end, and Mark was taking the boys back to their hotel in King's Cross and dropping Steve off at his hotel on the way before he headed back to Essex. Steve told me he was so wired but blissful, he didn't fancy spending the night alone in the hotel and was just wondering if he should grab his stuff and see if he could get a late night train back to Middlesbrough, when Mark and the boys drew up at the hotel entrance, and there I was, sitting on the wall, in Steve's words, like Bugs Bunny when he's outwitted Elmer Fudd. Just to finish off the adventure in Steve's words, "I've never been a big fan of me, I think I'm overrated, but my Val, mystifying reasons of her own, made a plan that gathered people from all over the country and organised the NHS and York University so that in the year of my 50th birthday, two of my lifetime's ambitions were fulfilled in the company of my closest hombres. Some woman, that one. Well, Val, I must say, I have to agree." She then goes on to request, as a final present for Steve's 50th, that I play Paul McCartney's Ramon, because that's the song that doesn't get very aired very often, and it's a bit special for Steve. I'm afraid I haven't got it. I've decided I'm going to play the Frog Chorus instead. But happy 50th, I'm only joking. Here we go. Happy 50th, Steve, and lots of love to you, Val. How romantic. That was Paul McCartney and Ramon. This song by This Is The Kit that I played the other week has had so many people emailing in to find out what it was that I'm going to play it again. Pay attention this time. Pencils at the Reading. Pencils at the Reading. This is The Kit, and the song's called Moon.
Didn't we grow, didn't we get close? grows. Didn't we grow, didn't we grow? Didn't we grow, didn't we grow? Didn't we grow, didn't we get close?
James Roberts has been in touch. Oh, by the way, that was This Is The Kit, and the song was called Moon. James Roberts has been in touch. Last Valentine's Day, I think it was, I played Into My Arms by Nick Cave for him. It was a proposal. I assisted in a proposal. He's got in touch to say that him and his missus have since got married and are expecting a baby any moment. They've sent a lovely picture of their wedding. Thank you very much. I'm going to stick it in the gallery. Cheers, James. Thanks for getting in touch. What a handsome couple you make as well. That's a great wedding photograph. So I'm going to play another tune now. This is one that's very special to me and Mrs. Badger as well. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds once more. It's called Babe, You Turn Me On.
Stay my name. Stay by me. The butcher bird makes its noise, and it asks you to agree. With its brutal nesting habits and its pointless savagery, now the nightingale it sings to you, and it raises up the ante. I put one hand on your round right heart, and the other down your panties. Everything has fallen deep, everything is wrong. It's just history repeating itself. Like a light bulb, babe, like a song. Well, you race naked through the wilderness, and you torment the birds and the bees. Well, you leapt into the abyss, but find it only goes up to your knees.
I move stealthily from tree to tree, and I shadow you for hours. I make like I'm a little deer, grazing on the flowers. 'Cause everything is collapsing, dear. No moral sense has gone. And it's just history repeating itself. Like an idea, babe. Like an atom bomb. Will we stand awed inside a clearing? We do not make a sound. Crimson snow falls all about, carpet in the ground. 'Cause everything is falling deep, all rhyme and reason gone. It's just history repeating itself. Babe, you turn. Like an idea, babe. Like an atom bomb.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and Babe, You Turn Me On. So this next little snippet from the BBC archives comes from Desert Island Discs in 1979. Sir Ralph Richardson was the 1500th castaway to appear on the programme, and Roy Plumley called him Rafe. Did you know that? Let's have a listen to one of his favourite songs.
When I did go into the theatre, I did have a gramophone.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 years, more than that, I toured all over the country, different place every week, and I always kept this little gramophone with me, and it was a great pleasure to me. And then when I became, first of all, introduced, as it were, to music, is when I went to the Old Vic. And there I played with John Gielgud. I can't remember the year. I think it was I can't quite remember the year. We were playing, rehearsing The Tempest.
Mm-hmm.
And we were speaking about the music that might go with and they were choosing Delius. And they were saying to me, what do you think, when you come on as Caliban, what do you think, what part of Delius do you think that would be suitable? So I said, you know, I don't really know a great deal about Delius. And Gielgud said, you haven't got the Delius records at home. No, I said, I haven't the Delius records at home. Point of fact, I've only got a record at home. He said, how do you mean? I said, one record. I said, yes, I've been playing this record all these years on my little gramophone, and on one side, certainly, is T for Two. I've never turned the record over. There is something on the other side, but I've never tried that. But T for Two I like very, very much indeed. So, I've lost this record, or it's worn out. So could you just give me just a little sample of... It's Binny Hale.
Yes.
Is it not?
She was the lady who sang it first of all in No, No, Nanette.
That's right. Let's have just a little shot from it, shall we?
I'm discontented with home that I've rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is the lover's oasis, where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, well, now it's pretty. Caress a stream, cozy to hide in, to live side by side in, don't let it abide in my dream. And there's a chance, teach you a
on my knee, just me for two and two for tea, just me for you and you for me alone.
Nobody near us, near us, near us.
No friends or relations, but weekend vacations. We won't have it known here that we own the very phone.
The day will break when I'll awake and start to make a sugar cane for you to take for all the boys.
I planned it, can't you understand it? It's yours to command it, so do.
All of your schemes I'm admiring, they're worth desiring, but can't you see? I'd rather wait here for some future day, dear. It won't be a good idea for me.
Six Music.
Steve Lamacq. New music from the week's new favourite band.
One of our favourites from South by Southwest. This was one of them, the band White Denim.
New releases reviewed on Roundtable.
Join us in the chat room, our little jury room composed of listeners. Everyone and anyone is welcome to take part.
New bands on Six Unsigned.
And so we're going to be playing at the Glastonbury Festival this year. Six Music Unsigned features Golden Silvers.
Steve Lamacq. Weekdays from 4.
BBC Six Music. Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
I've not heard this tune by Mazzy Star for some time. This is Rhymes of an Hour from the album Among My Swan, and it's perfect Sunday night music.
Yeah.
End this week's show with a personal dedication. My mate Pete Turner, who's also the bass player in Elbow, has become a father last week. Him and his partner Ruth have the most beautiful baby girl. She's called Martha May Turner, and she's going to grow up to have a fascinating childhood and adulthood. It's going to be surrounded by people who love her and support her, and she's never going to want for anything, and she's gorgeous. So Martha May, this is a song that you and my dad, no, me and your dad, you and my dad, there's 75 years between you, and I doubt you have the same taste in music even now. This is something that me and your dad have always loved. This is a tune by Smashing Pumpkins from the album Pisces Iscariot. This little number's called Obscured. Welcome to the world, beautiful little lady.
Lost your head.
love it. So that's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. Thank you to Beckopedia and Michelle and Peter and Boz and Ian and everyone who helps me put the show together here at BBC North. Thanks to Six Music for giving me a show in the first place. Is this turning into an award acceptance speech? I think I'm still quite emotional about Martha coming into the world. I'm the only member of Elbow without a child now, you know. Might have to do something about that. Anyway, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week.
So lonely at midnight for you.